Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. This is Preston. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Hey, how you doing? I was on the phone with someone earlier doing my claim, but I had to go to my bank to get my account number and my routing number.
Yeah.
So I was calling back.
Okay, what's your claimant ID number?
My social. My ID number?
Claimant ID number.
104. I don't have none of that.
Oh. What's your name?
My name is Samaya Brown.
Do you remember who you were talking to?
No, I don't.
Do you know how to do it
just
online?
My information to be saved. I was doing.
It's going to be saved. Definitely be saved. The problem is, if you don't get the same person, I'll have to ask you every question over again just for you to verify your answer. But if you know how to go online, if you know how to go online and get into your account online.
You can just ask me the questions over. It's okay. We can just ask the questions over.
What's your social security number?
416-577-1705.
All right, let's see.
And I asked her, if I call back, would I have to start all the way back over? She gonna tell me no.
Not if you spoke to her.
No, that's what I asked. I said, if I don't get you when I call back, do I have to start over? She was like, no, you shouldn't, because everything should already be saved.
Well, that's what she mean by it. Copy. The thing that she meant was that all your answers are in here, and instead of me having to ask you questions from the beginning and they're not there, I'm not asking you questions. I'm asking you to verify, because this call is recorded even for me on my behalf. I have to ask. I have to ask for you to verify it. But she might. Yeah, she might be able to go right back to it. But you said your social is 416-577-1705.
416-577-1705.
Right. Is that what I just said? Or it didn't sound like. Yeah. So I'm not finding you. But hold on. Let's see. Your name is Samia Brown?
Samaya.
S-A-M-Y-A?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Last name Brown.
Do you have a middle initial? You're not in my system.
I have a what?
you're not in my system. So I'm about to have to ask you all these questions because I can't find you. I see your name, right? But it doesn't show that it shows that you're not even registered. It doesn't show that you've been registered. So
yeah, we just filling out the application.
Yeah, it doesn't show that you've been registered. But let me see something.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't show that you've been registered. All right. Do you have a middle initial? Do you have a middle initial? Can you hear me? Because
I can't hear you if you're
answering. I couldn't hear. I was asking if you have
yes,
a...
I said yes, it's in.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you was on mute or not, but I couldn't hear nothing. Nothing. It was like
no,
dead air.
Passing on the interstate. That must was that.
You said N as in A?
N as in net.
Oh, okay. And we said 416-57-1705. And what's your date of birth? 10-8-0-3. And what's your mother's maiden name? The name she was born with before she got married.
Tanisha Bingham.
Bingham?
She's not married.
How do you spell Bingham?
B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
B-I-N-G-K-A-M?
No, B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Oh, B-A-G-H-A-M. Okay, got it.
B as in boy. Yeah, Bingham.
Yeah, I got it. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And what's your driver's license number?
104-314-86.
104-314-86. 104-314-86. And this is an Alabama driver's license?
Yeah.
What is your preferred language?
English.
You understand knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No. I didn't hear you.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Your date of birth is 10/8/2003?
Yes.
Your mother's maiden name is Bingham?
Yes.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
Your address is 405 Pennington Circle, Mobile, Alabama, 36606. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
All right, so do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there will be fees and charges attached to that card. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what's the routing number?
The routing number is 314-972-853.
I'm going to repeat this to you. You said 314-972-853. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's your account number?
818-11-59-008.
Okay. You said 818-11-59-008. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And what's the name of your last employer?
Walmart Distribution.
You said Walmart? Okay.
Walmart Distribution Center.
And You have their address?
818 County Farm Road.
818 County what road?
Farm Road.
818 County Farm Road. What city is that in?
Irvington, Alabama. I don't know they zip code.
Okay, I'm going to see if it'll let me go past this page without the zip code. If not, we'll have to find out.
I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Okay, it's 87825 County Farm Road.
Oh, that's a different address? You say it again?
Yes, it's 87825 County Farm Road.
All right. When you say forum, is that spelled F-O-R-U-M?
Farm, F-A-R-M.
Okay, spell it again.
F-A-R-M.
F-A-R-M, farm. Okay, farm.
Uh-huh.
8225 County Farm Road in Irving, Alabama.
Irvington, Alabama.
Irvington, Alabama. Okay.
36544.
Three, six, five, five, four.
No, 36544.
Oh, 36544.
Mm-hmm.
And what's their phone number there?
251. You ready for it?
251-957-9564-2. Okay. And what was your start date? What date did you start it at that
February
job?
February 7th.
What year?
2024.
And what was the last day you physically worked?
March 14th, 2024.
Why are you no longer working?
For safety issues.
So, did you quit?
No. I didn't quit. I had got terminated.
All right, so you got terminated for safety issues?
Yes. What do you want me to call?
So who was the name of the person and their title that discharged you? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?